For distributed generation, this is what we're all here for today. We had really two projects at the city, and one of them was being run by Alebo that's at our South substation. That company went bankrupt last August, so they're working through the bankruptcy court. I don't know where the project's going to go from there other than it's just sitting idle, and nobody has cut the weeds out there. So in a couple months, the sunflowers are about 12 feet tall, and they cover every transformer there. The other one, and this is the one that Kate actually brought to me a couple years ago now, that we've been working through, and we're waiting on DOE contracting approval. This is to put a battery at our Westside Service Center. And if you ever go out and look at this building, it was designed as a conservation showcase. It has its own irrigation tank in the back, gravity fed from the rainfall off the site. It was also built with 152 kW of solar panels across the roof. It produces about three times the amount of peak power that building actually uses. And it was designed to support itself and about 17 houses on a feeder around it. The battery is the last piece of that project so that when it goes in, we can test for the DOE a self-healing microgrid network in that location that would then be modeled mathematically across the rest of the city. Now, there are two economic theories behind this site. One is a traditional top-down utility approach where we would go out, put the capital in ourselves, create the microgrid, and manage everything on it. The other is that we could become a reserve, sort of like a provider of last resort in the market, where we allow citizens to put up their own capital in an energy trading market. That would be a blockchain-based ledger for transacted power inside our grid. Both of those are very abstract concepts for our utility, and neither one is really within the next 5 years until this testing is done.